Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, No Red Lights: Reflections on Life, 50 Years in Venture Capital, and Never Driving Alone is a memoir and career reflection by Alan J. Patrikov, a longtime venture capitalist, an early figure in the growth of the modern VC industry, blending personal history with professional lessons. The book traces how venture investing evolved from a comparatively quiet, relationship-driven corner of finance into a highly visible engine of startup formation and technology innovation. Patrikov uses episodes from his own path, including decades of backing entrepreneurs and watching markets change, to explain what he looked for in companies and leaders. Along the way, he connects business decisions to character, temperament, and long-term habits, aiming to show how a durable career is built through curiosity, fundamentals, and sustained engagement with new ideas. The result is positioned both as an insider view of venture capital history and as a practical, values-oriented guide for readers interested in entrepreneurship, investing, and lifelong reinvention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, venture capital then and now, a front-row view of an industry forming. A central thread of the book is how dramatically the venture capital business changed over the span of Patrikov's career. He contrasts the early period, when venture investing was less standardized and far less public, with the modern startup ecosystem where fundraising, valuations, and deals are widely covered. This historical vantage point matters because it explains why certain behaviors still determine outcomes even as the surrounding machinery evolves. The book presents venture capital not as a fixed playbook but as a craft shaped by networks, judgment, and timing, influenced by broader shifts in technology, media, and financial markets. By anchoring his reflections in decades of market cycles and innovation waves, Patrikov shows that the industry's visibility may be new, but the core challenge remains the same: making decisions under uncertainty about people, products, and adoption. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why venture capital became so influential, what it looked like before it was a mainstream career path, and how today's founders and investors inherited both the strengths and the distortions of that evolution. Secondly, decision-making fundamentals, what to look for in companies and founders. Patrikov repeatedly returns to the fundamentals of evaluating a business, emphasizing practical criteria that travel across eras and sectors. He highlights the importance of a sound product with broad appeal, economics that can work at scale, and a management team capable of executing through setbacks. Rather than portraying investing as purely instinct, the book frames good judgment as a combination of curiosity, common sense, and disciplined attention to what truly drives a company's durability. This approach is reinforced through references to well-known companies associated with his career, used to illustrate how seemingly small differences in team quality, market fit, and financial structure can compound over time. The book also makes room for the reality that venture outcomes are not fully controllable, which is why process and principles matter. For aspiring investors and founders, the value here is the translation of big headline successes into concrete screening questions. For general business readers, it offers a grounded explanation of why some startups become enduring companies while others struggle despite attention and capital. Thirdly, pattern recognition without hype: staying curious across waves of innovation. No Red Lights portrays a career built not on chasing fashion, but on remaining open to new categories while maintaining skepticism about easy narratives. Patrikov's reflection suggests that innovation waves come with both genuine breakthroughs and noisy exaggeration, and the job is to keep learning fast enough to tell the difference. The book's behind-the-scenes perspective on venture capital highlights how investors and entrepreneurs operate amid incomplete information, shifting consumer behavior, and changing distribution channels. Patrikov's emphasis on curiosity is not abstract motivation. It is presented as a working tool for staying relevant over decades, especially as technology reshapes what customers expect and how businesses scale. By describing how he engaged with new ideas and evolving markets, he underlines the need to listen, ask simple questions, and avoid confusing momentum with value. This topic resonates beyond venture capital because most modern careers face similar pressures to adapt. The takeaway is a mindset: keep the aperture wide, but keep standards firm. That balance helps readers understand how long-term success can be built through learning and restraint rather than constant reinvention for its own sake. Fourthly, relationships as infrastructure: mentorship, trust, and never driving alone. The subtitle signals one of the book's most human themes: enduring success is rarely solo. Patrikov frames his career as intertwined with mentors, partners, entrepreneurs, and communities, suggesting that trust and long-term relationships function like infrastructure in venture capital. In an industry where formal metrics are often incomplete, reputation, follow-through, and the ability to work through adversity become decisive. the book reflects on learning from early influences and carrying those lessons into later stages of leadership, showing how guidance and collaboration shape both deal flow and judgment. This relationship lens also broadens the memoir beyond business tactics. It highlights temperament, communication, and the responsibilities that come with power and capital. For founders, the message is that choosing investors and advisors is not only about money, but about alignment and resilience. For investors, it is a reminder that helping companies involves more than board meetings. It involves patience, candor, and a willingness to share hard-earned perspective. The larger point is that careers are built through repeated interactions, and integrity compounds much like capital does. Lastly, life design over decades, ambition, balance, and reinvention at any age, alongside the industry history and investing lessons, the book functions as a reflection on constructing a meaningful life over a very long timeline. Patrikov connects professional intensity with personal habits and priorities, offering a view of ambition that includes family, interests, and public life rather than treating them as distractions. The narrative emphasizes longevity, staying engaged, and continuing to start new chapters, a theme reinforced by his ongoing involvement in investing later in life. This topic stands out because many business memoirs focus narrowly on wins and tactics. While No Red Lights highlights the sustaining behaviors that make a multi-decade career possible, curiosity, discipline, health, and a willingness to keep meeting new people and exploring new ideas, the lesson for younger readers is to think beyond the next deal or promotion and design a career that can evolve. For older readers, the message is equally direct: reinvention is available, and experience can be an asset rather than a ceiling. The result is a motivational current that remains practical, grounded in lived experience rather than generic advice. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want an insider-minded, experience-based view of venture capital without needing a technical finance textbook. Aspiring venture capitalists and angel investors will find a clear description of how judgment is formed over time, what fundamentals matter when evaluating companies, and why relationships and reputation shape outcomes as much as spreadsheets do. Founders and operators can also benefit, because Patrikov's reflections implicitly explain what many investors listen for: product clarity, credible economics, and a management team that can execute and endure. Business students and general readers interested in the modern startup economy will appreciate the historical arc, showing how venture capital became more visible and influential across the last half century. Practically, the book offers a set of durable decision principles and a realistic picture of risk, uncertainty, and long horizons. Intellectually, it connects industry evolution to personal temperament, mentorship, and life design, making it as much a career and values memoir as a business story. What helps it stand out among venture capital books is this blend. It is not only about companies and deals, but about staying curious, building trust, and sustaining momentum across decades. Compared with purely instructional startup guides or hype-driven tech narratives, it reads as a grounded account of longevity, pattern recognition, and the human side of investing. If you would like to support Alan J. Patrikov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.